people who are biting their fingers in fear.
Changing is not easy, but changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on the Active FM. Once again, this is Pastor Jack Chirwa from the Full Gospel Church of God in Johannesburg, South Africa. It's an honor and a great privilege to be with you once again. Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. I thank you, Father God, that your word will come to inspire and motivate. Your word will help us become all that you intended for us to be as we yield and submit to you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. I want to share with you on a subject I've entitled The Principle of the Shield of Faith. The Principle of the Shield of Faith. Now, scripture has a lot to say about the shield of faith, and I'm going to read a few scriptures. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16. Ephesians 6 verse 16. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 John 5 verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please God. For he who cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, faith gives substance to unseen realities. Just as one cannot see the wind itself, or the sense that either make our mouth water or brings tears to our eyes, we know that they are real. We can smell them even though we cannot see them. Paul had often seen the shields of the Roman soldiers carried into war. The shields were made so that a row of soldiers could lock shield to shield, forming a wall of defense. Such a wall would be difficult, if not impossible, for the enemy to penetrate. Each shield was big enough to cover the soldier's whole body. The darts and arrows howled shot at the soldier would hit the shield and fall harmlessly to the ground. The wicked on throws many fiery darts. One person he may attack with the darts of the lust of the flesh, while another with the attacks of the lust of the eyes, still another with the attacks of the pride of life. Satan has thousands of wiles and strategies. He never gives up. He continuously walks around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. He will never be out of you. You and I will never be out of range. The enemy will always aim at us with the fiery darts, but they cannot. They can be quenched and rendered harmless. The shield of faith is able to quench those fiery darts of the enemy. Satan's fiery darts cannot penetrate the shield of faith in God. Hallelujah. If you are a believer today, God has given you something that He expects you, that expects you to grow, to help you defend yourself. According to Romans chapter 12, verse 3, God has given you the measure of faith, but it is your responsibility to grow that faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. In the Christian life, it is vital to possess a strong, vibrant faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Through faith, we overcome the world. 1 John 5 verse 4. Through faith, we overcome Satan. Ephesians 6 and verse 16. Through faith, we overcome sin. Romans 14, verse 23. Did you know that Jesus spoke of people with great faith and people with little faith? Let's see examples of this in Matthew 8, verse 5 to 10 and verse 23 to 27. What is the difference between great faith and little faith? How would Jesus describe your faith? Regardless of what your faith is today, every believer can develop a great faith. How do you develop great faith, even when you have little faith? Let's quickly look at some faith supplements. Just like in the natural, it's important that human beings take natural supplements to help the immune system of your body become stronger. So also in the spirit, they are what we call faith supplements. Number one, faith supplement number one, focusing on Christ instead of your circumstances. Focusing on Christ instead of your circumstances. In Matthew chapter 8, you see two encounters with adverse circumstances. A centurion, a military officer, had a close friend grievously tormented and ill. The disciples in the middle of a terrible storm at sea. The centurion is said to have great faith. The disciples are said to have little faith. What was the difference? The centurion focused on Christ and mastered the circumstances, while the disciples focused on the problem and allowed the circumstances to master them. Because the centurion was fully focused on Christ, he was filled with peace. Because the disciples were focused on the problem, they were filled with fear. I don't know what you're focused on today. Maybe you're focused on your financial situation. Maybe you're focused on your business that's not doing too well. Maybe you're focused on your negative situation at home, in your marriage, in your family. The second faith supplement is the Rhema word faith supplement. The Rhema word supplement. God's word builds our faith. It is a vitamin C of faith. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is living and positive and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There are two words for the word of God. The word used here is logos, which completely indicates the expression of a complete idea, and it is used of all scripture. The logos, the word of God, is the words of God to us. They are the logos, the living, active, growing, dynamic. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The other word for the word is found here in Romans 10:17. It's the word rhema. The Rhema word, the Rhema of God, brings faith. Rhema is a specific word to you, a specific word to your situation, a specific word to your circumstances. Logos is the said word of God, but Rhema is the saying word of God. Rhema is the living nature of the Spirit flowing through the pages of Scripture. This is when the promises of God become a promise from God to your situation, to your specific situation. As we go through dilemmas of life, disease, sickness, maybe even death, the promises and love of God must become specific and centered on your issue. The logos becomes the rhema. Faith comes. This is a coming of faith through the word of God. As you read, listen, meditate on, and think about the meaning of a promise. Faith supplement number three, spirit prayer supplement. Praying in the spirit builds up our faith. Jude 20, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. As we pray in the spirit, in the power of the Spirit, Jesus is interceding for us. Our faith in Christ empowers us to pray in the Spirit. You can pray in the Spirit daily. And the more we pray in the Spirit, the more we build up our faith. Praying in the Spirit is Jesus prompting us and praying through us in our weakness. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. And then praying in the Spirit can be through an unknown tongue, a prayer language that the Spirit supernaturally gives you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, the Bible says, "For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God, but no one understands him. However, in the Spirit he speaks mysteries." 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14, "For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is the conclusion? Then I will pray with the Spirit, and I will also pray with the understanding." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know what you're going through right now. Your faith maybe has been shaken up. Begin to take these faith supplements. Begin to feed yourself with the faith supplements. Lift up that shield of faith. Some of us have allowed the enemy to hit down that shield of faith, and we are not lifting it up the way we should. And the darts of the enemy, the fiery darts of the enemy have come through and have penetrated our hearts and filled our lives with fear. But I want you to know that God is in control, and you can rise up once again and allow your faith to rise up from the inside of you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray your blessing, Father God. I pray the spirit of faith to arise. I pray, Father, that your people will have the ability to raise up the shield of faith once again in the name of Jesus, that they will not be moved, they will not be shaken by the circumstances around them, that they will not focus on the circumstances, but that they will focus on the Word of God. They will focus on you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you for your hand of protection over your people. We thank you for your faith that is rising up in your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. I release a blessing over them right now, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I hope you've been blessed. The principle of the shield of faith, let it be your portion today. Raise up that shield of faith in your life, in your business, in your marriage, in your finances, in whatever situation you might be. This has been the Kairos Moment on the Active FM with Pastor Jack Chirua. God bless you.
In the secret, in the silence, that's where I find you. That's where my heart's restored. Alone with you. I find refuge underneath your wings, with love and mercy wash over me. Alone with you. It's your presence I seek, all my desire to worship you, Lord, and so that I long for surrendering all, devoted to you, Lord, so that I long surrendering all, devoted to your name. In your promise, I am made comfy. In your kindness, I have you, Lord.